In 1909, a group of farmers and businessmen organized and built a large fertilizer factory. Mm-hmm. And so that factory was continued for quite a long time. But the first fair was held in this new factory before they begun working. Mm-hmm. And the people all in the roundabout as the first Lawrence County Fair. And the people everywhere brought their exhibits. And then in 1909, they, I'll get to that later. In 1910, they built a livery stable. They didn't have cars. So some men rented his horses, hired his horses out. And people had bought their buggies, and they would get these horses. They'd go places in their buggies, and they thought that was great. Now that was 1910. And in 1911, a group of men put in what they call the Delco electric lights. And then in 1912, they organized, the young people organized and had a band. And that's the one my brother belonged to. And it was built out. And everybody in Leoma could hear them when they were practicing. In 1913, the first Baptist Church was built in Leoma. And the same year, the Church of Christ was built. And they had just about the same number of members. And
were your parents members of that?
Mm-hmm. In 1911, instead of all of us going over to Pleasant Point to school or to Merle's Chapel to school, they begun teaching school in this old fair building. Mm-hmm. And then in 1912, they built a large school building, and they had three teachers.
What did you call those, the teachers? Did you ever have an old-fashioned name for that?
No, they were just professor. My sister was one of the first teachers in the new building, the big building. And then in 1939, that's when the cafeteria, a new school building was built, a large building, and then in 1939 they built a cafeteria, added on to it, so the children can have their lunches, and they added a gymnasium, and they had several more teachers at that time, and my sister, just older than me, was one of the teachers, and let's see, 1911 was when the Leoma Post Office was established. And there have been several postmasters. At one time, during World War I, my father was a postmaster there. And then they had lots of horses. So in 1908, they had a blacksmith shop. And we've had different numbers of doctors who lived in Lawrenceburg and Leoma. And the only drugstore was built in 1918. And in 1919, that's when an airplane came down and wanted to take people up to ride in the airplane, and that was new.